B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So it's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Wow. So I'm living on the river, right? In the place that looks like a ship.
And a van down by the river.
Right. So I'm walking, it's late at night, and I'm walking my dog, little Prima, walking down the street, right? And it's one of those, like, foggy, rainy nights. So I see this guy, and he, like, had the, he had, like, an old-school Eagles jacket on. He had the, you know, the Jeff cap?
Yeah.
Like, the Jeff cap. And he had these, he had the smiley face, these, like, real rosy cheeks. Right? Looked like the, he had a drinker's nose. Like a real, he was like a real kindly looking older gentleman. He looked like, he was clean shaven and he had this, looked like an old school Irish guy, like old second street, two streeter. Real smile, like real great, like a real nice guy, right? And so I'm walking the dog and, hey, how you doing, Bob? He goes, you're the guy from the radio. And I was at the other station. And Eagles were going through it. Like, they were going through a tough time.
So you said, no, that's not me. And kept walking.
And I went, yeah, you know. And he goes, and he's talking about faith. And I was like, I'm going, and you know me, I'm always hopeful. And I'm talking to the guy and whatever. And he's like, listen. And I was doubting Nick Foles. And this was Nick Foles, Chip Kelly. And he said, listen to me. Nick Foles is going to win them a Super Bowl. This is Chip Kelly Nick Foles, right?
This guy's a soothsayer.
I'm serious, right? So he goes, they're going to win. I'm telling you, they're going to win. And I remember saying, they're never going to win a Super Bowl. My whole life, they're never going to win a Super Bowl. And he goes, trust me, they're going to win a Super Bowl. And it was one of those literally, like, I turn around and he was gone. Like, I turn around and he disappeared into the fog. I mean, I'm serious. Just disappeared. And people, I told the story before, people said, whatever happened to the old guy? Like, he was the man. I love this guy, right? And sure enough, the guy, he was right. Years later, it all came true. And it wasn't that long ago.
The ghost of Bubby Brewster.
It's a real hat. I'm telling you, dude. I'm like, wow, it's a sign. I'm telling you. So I'm looking out for signs. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure the guy was real, but he did disappear. I did look around. And my man just disappeared into the fog. Didn't even say, like, he did an Irish exit, too. He didn't say goodbye.
Oh, so it was Jamie in disguise. Always optimistic Jamie.
He just said the Eagles are going to win a Super Bowl, Nick Foles, and don't give up, don't lose your faith.
And look what happened.
Exactly. People, you know, it's funny, I had forgotten about the story, and people were calling that year reminding me of that story. Because it had to be, it was during Chip Kelly years, like before. Maybe it was the second year. It wasn't a real good year. It was when kind of Nick Foles, you kind of knew that he wasn't the guy. It was during the unraveling of Chip Kelly.
Yeah, that was a dark year.
Yeah.
The bad one. The guy ended up being right, though.
He did. My man was correct. And I don't know if he was actually mortal. So I see a guy named Hope on the line. I'm going to take it literally. Like, maybe it is, but he didn't have any.
Unfortunately.
Go figure.
Not.
We got a guy named Hope, and he's hopeless. Steve in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Stevie.
What's up, man?
Yo, Steve.
I got two quick points, the Phillies and the Eagles. All right.
Yeah.
But the Phillies, I love you, and I do love you. But I think you're wrong. I got to agree with Bro on this one. I like, I just don't think you can, like, build a franchise through free agency. And they have been aggressive throughout the years. I mean, you got to lock up JT. They just fired the scouting department. Give them a chance to find some young talent in the minor league system. Because I just honestly think Cole's contract is ridiculous, and I would spread it out, give it to Madison or DJ.
Okay, so let's discuss this for a second. Because I'm not one that usually yells spend. However, when you have failed, and by the way, you're talking about a system that's not going to yield any fruit for years.
I'm a patient man.
I'm not patient. And I'm sorry.
They got three studs, though, in the minor league system.
Three studs? Yeah? You sure about that? Because I hear a lot of older studs in the minor leagues, and who turns out to be a real stud?
Okay, but look at the Red Sox. They over the luxury tax, and look where they got them. They're sitting at home. They didn't even make
sure the playoffs. They won the World Series 2 years ago.
Yeah, but
what? Are you crazy?
I just feel as though I feel like Matt Klentak is just as aggressive as Howie Roseman, in my opinion.
Matt Klentak is what?
As aggressive as Howie Roseman.
What has he done well?
Corey Dickerson?
Did you want to help him finish fourth? God, you're part of the problem. How in the world could you give them a pass? The owner walks around like he owns a small country.
Well, not just this. What, the past offseason, didn't you think they were going to make the playoffs with all the acquisitions they brought in?
No, I thought they lacked pitching.
Okay, but we had high expectations.
They finished fourth.
They were an
embarrassment. How could you possibly, in your right mind, pick up for them?
I'm not comfortable. I just know it's not going to happen because they're not going to go.
Not going to happen? You should demand it to happen.
I agree with you, Ant, but I'm just looking.
Oh, you broke my heart, Fredo. Broke my heart, Stevie.
All right, my Eagles point. All right.
Can't wait for this one.
No, you agree with this. I do believe in Doug. I think he's a leader among men. I just think he's going to be Carson Wentz demise later in the future because I just think this hybrid West Coast system,
offense
is not for Carson. I think Ron Rivera is going to get a head coaching job, so you can forget about that. But honestly, I would bring in Ken Woods and Hunt. Somebody that's going to be on Carson and Carson will listen to. And I fear that Doug is too stubborn and give his coaching plays up and not be a game manager like Jason Garrett or Mike Tomlin. I just don't think he's a good coordinator. And I just think, I think Lori has to step in and no, you're going to have to manage next year and I'm going to bring in Ken or Jay Gruden.
Listen, I think you're right about both Wizard Hunt or Jay Gruden when it comes to getting some help, some fresh eyes on Wentz and building the offense.
Yeah. And I just hope you see my Phillies point soon, Ant.
I do not. I completely disagree.
$40 million is ridiculous.
Excuse me?
I think $40 million is ridiculous. He is
the best pitcher on the planet, or at least top two.
But look at the payroll. They're already paying.
Cares about the payroll. It's not. Listen, the guy says he's got more money than God. What do you care about? And by the way, they're 12th in payroll.
Well, that's before Zach Wilson. You got to pay JT, though.
Oh, who cares? They got the money. That's ridiculous, Steve. I'm sorry. We're half together. Eagles together. Philly's not together. All right, buddy. Take it easy. Right. See you later. Yeah, I can't. I can't let the... Listen, Wheeler by himself, just the Wheeler signing, I go, okay. But Wheeler in lieu of Cole? No.
That goes to our Twitter poll today.
Because you're going still with a what if, whereas Cole is a definite. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you get to at 975 middays, you can find the Twitter poll. If the Phillies only move is Zach Wheeler, are you okay with that? Yes, they've improved, or absolutely not? Absolutely not. 91% of the vote. Phillies fans want more.
They should. Otherwise, then listen, he comes from the Mets. The Mets' rotation is better.
I just, what bothers me is the fact that they gave him what they did, which fine is market value, but they're going to use that contract to justify not going out and
exactly.
getting a pitcher.
And you know what? Listen, you don't get Cole? Okay. I'll let you slide with one other guy. Rendon. How about you build a lineup that can really bop? Like, what are we doing here? Yo, because I hear big talk from Middleton. See, this is, I'm holding him up to his own standards. Because I hear big talk out of Middleton. All right, John, you want big talk? Give me big players. Give me a direction. Give me greatness. Give me Anthony Rendon and Bryce Harper in the same lineup. All right? Pat, make sense?
100%. If you look at the way the 2018, and granted, look, this was, you know, 12 years ago, but they won with a lineup that was tremendous and a rotation that was okay. And then they tried to do the opposite. They tried to get that amazing rotation and they didn't win. Now, to play devil's advocate, the Nationals just won with a really good rotation. But if you're not going to go out and spend a lot on pitching, fine, but then bolster your lineup, solidify it, and out hit teams. Just be a better lineup than other teams, because pitching is very hard to come by. So if you got Zach Wheeler, fine, but then if you're not going to go get another pitcher, you need to go out and get somebody else, whether it's a trade, the bro brought up Chris Bryant, whether it's signing Anthony Rendon, you need to go out and get somebody. Because this team as constructed right now,
listen,
is not good enough.
Rendon, now we're talking. I'm not saying it's just the start of the winter meetings in the offseason. I'm not saying I'm out, but if you're just giving me Wheeler, and by the way, like, I like D.D. Gregorius, but
he doesn't move my
come
hand.
On, man. The bro completely overrates him.
Oh, he's making him out to be Jimmy Rollins 2.0.
I mean, seriously.
I love the bro, by the way.
We both do.
It's a good baseball man there. I love his optimism, honestly. I wish I had it.
Yeah, well, he looks at life like a 12-year-old. I think it's awesome.
I think when I, you know, I've gotten burned too many times on getting excited over some of these guys. So,
by the way, polls brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating, Air Conditioning, and Duct Cleaning. You got a cold wife? Cans can warm her up with special financing and rebates up to $1,925 on a new heating system. Visit MarvinEcans.com for an estimate. So, last night, Pat, we did the taping.
Oh God!
Of the Philly feud.
You know, I thought you were going to come at me.
Nat, did I say anything other than we did the taping? We were together last night. Me, you, Mikey, Miss Tyrone, Mark. What do you mean, Booty?
Nothing.
Booty's cool.
Booty's amazing.
I
thought you were gonna start. I thought you were gonna start razzing me, but we can't give away any secrets.
I was gonna say now I need to see what happened. Where that was your reaction to it? That was Natalie's reaction. To just saying.
I was teasing her a little bit.
A little bit. It's on film.
Because she didn't root for us. That's
it's on film.
Oh wow!
Wow!
You didn't root for the squad.
She didn't root for the home squad.
Wow! Not a foxhole girl.
I couldn't believe it myself. I
think you know somebody.
So when I was at the New York Post, when Pat Riley left New York to go to Miami and the Knicks and the Heat, when he left the Knicks to go to the Heat, they would run at the top of every page, Pat the Rat, Pat the Rat, Pat the Rat. So, just saying.
Yeah, you think you know people until you get out of the workspace.
If we were to have a top of the headline, it might say, Nat the Rat.
No! No, I'm being nice. We can't give away any more secrets.
All right. I love you. I love. We had a great time last night.
It was so much fun.
Mike, by the way, Mike has to be a game show host.
Isn't he terrific?
He's outrageous.
I think that's his true calling.
He's got some network has to hire him to do a big show. Seriously.
He's so good.
He's got to get it done.
Yeah.
He's great at it. All right, we'll talk more about it coming up. I'm telling everybody about Primos. Oh, because I love Primos. And you know that I've been talking about Primos for years and years and years and years and years. Why? Because I went to the original. The original Rittner Street. I still remember being in college and my grandmother coming home with Primos. I was like, wow, what is this? Like, this isn't just a hoagie. Like, this is a primo. That's where it started from. My cousin and I, my cousin Joey and I used to go nuts. And she would get a hoagie. And, you know, the thing's a monster. And it would last, like, you know, cut it out, we whack it up. It's unbelievable. To this day, now over 90 franchise locations. And they're just as good. It's the same. It's amazing because tastes vary and change. Not Primo's. It's the greatest, using only the finest Thuman meats and cheeses. Artisan, right, Pat? Artisan meats and cheeses. And you know what? The bread, seeded roll, baked every few hours in store. It's all fresh. It's outrageous. PrimoHoagies.com. Get them Monday night. You're going to watch the game. Everybody's coming over. Get the party tray. Go to PrimoHoagies.com. You'll see what I say. Not just a hoagie. It's a Primo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
87.5 The Fanatic.
Let's give away some peanut chews this hour. To choose. I wonder how the Chewness is making out on his honeymoon.
I haven't heard from him, and that's a good sign.
So I actually called them. I tried to call him. The phone's off.
Said, please come back.
No.
Please come back.
No, I was just checking with him, make sure he was having a good time. He was all right.
Did you ever hear the story of John Gruden and Chris Sims when Chris Sims went on his honeymoon?
No.
So Chris Sims told him, when he was with the Bucks, he said, hey, you know, I'm getting married. I'll be gone for 2 weeks. We're going to Italy. And Gruden called him after, like, day three and was, you know, hey, how you making out?
No.
How you going? And finally, Chris Sims, after, like, day five, is like, we gotta go back. So that's what I'm envisioning right now. You calling Chewness, like, how's it going?
Get your ass back here,
yeah,
ma'am.
It's really great. Philly, you should probably head back.
I don't know, but it was funny because his phone was off. Now, he went to an island. And the island's only 1 hour difference. But the phone was off.
It's a good move by him.
It is a good move.
I checked out when I went on my honeymoon.
No, he should check out. I just was seeing how he was doing. That was it. Yeah, make sure he was all right.
Not to lie, you're begging him to come back.
No, I enjoy you, dude.
I know.
I drafted you in the producer draft.
I'm Don Brown.
No, man, I drafted you. I'm serious. Hey, by the way, real quick. I had a guy tell me the other day, gift cards are lazy. Are you anti-gift card?
I'm not anti-gift card, but I don't think it's lazy at all. I think it's the opposite of lazy. Because you actually have to go to a place and get it activated and all that. I think that's harder to do than just give money. Now, I'd rather have money.
You're a cash man? Yeah.
Yeah.
But and the dude goes, I don't know, something came up and he goes, a gift card is lazy. Like, whatever, dude.
Nothing worse than getting a gift card for a place you never go to.
Well, that's different. If you can't give a gift card, like, you know, like I think the Home Depot is probably a great place. It's just not my place, right? Like, so
100% agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not a Home Depot.
You can't give
man.
Me a Home Depot gift card. Because I wouldn't even know what to do with it. I don't walk into one.
I'm outside hawking that like I got Sixers tickets tonight.
Right, right. Yo, man, $50.
What you need? I got you. What you need? You getting a
$50
Dyson?
Gift card, Home Depot. Give me 30. Let's go to Jamie. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jamie?
Oh, man.
What's happening?
Yo, hello?
What's up? What's up, brother?
Oh, man, I'm on Fanatic, man. I'm doing great, man. I've been trying to get on this show for 3 days, baby.
Oh, my man, welcome. I'll tell you what. Huh? I'm going to get you. You like the peanut chews?
Hell yeah.
Well, you're going to win. You're going to get you. I'm going to get you a tub of them, all right?
So, I appreciate
so
it,
after the call, make sure you hold on.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to tell you this, the best day, because I'm going to go see my mom. She loves him, so I'm going to hand it to her.
Oh, that's a good boy. Yeah, I love that, man. Go see moms. That's awesome.
That's a fact. So I just had two comments about the Eagles, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
So I respectfully disagree with people who say that Carson Wentz is regressing. Reason being is because if you think about it, right, and if you, you know, for those who are not in the media, you know, they don't do their homework. But other than six quarterbacks in the whole entire league, Carson Wentz has the most touchdowns out of any quarterback in the league right now. And that's saying something when you're 20th in the league when it comes to your passing offense. So my whole thing is, I ain't saying Peterson got to go, but there definitely, definitely has to be coaching changes with our Eagles, man. For sure, for sure. It has to be.
Yeah, I hear you. I think he needs to be better, though. His mechanics aren't good. They're not strong. And I agree with you. Like, there are times there's some mitigating circumstances. But, like, he's thrown off the back feet. You know, if you see him, like, they ran a route, Jane, the other day. It was right. A sprint right. It was basically high-low, right? Yeah, you had Aguilar going deep. You had Jeffrey going shallow, right? And he forces into Jeffrey, which is fine. But he completely misses Aguilar down the field. And it's like, dude, like, you got to see that. You know it's a two-man route. You got two options. How do you miss it?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I will say this, though. I will say this. Now, I like to use, you know, basketball analogies as well.
Yeah.
We win. I honestly believe we might not have be saying this about Wentz if he's winning. You got to think about it. Back in 2001, we were all getting on Allen Iverson for his field goal percentage. He'll be 23 for 50 there. He'll be 19 for 48 there. But he took us to the finals, baby.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he was dynamic in that day. That seemed ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, great call, man. I tell you, make sure you call again. But hold on for the choose, okay? You got to choose.
I appreciate it, and thank you.
All right, brother. You have a great day, man. Now, I love a person like that. He was like all happy. That's my kind of guy, Pat.
It's little things in life. No, they add up.
He actually was like happy to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that from anyone. You know what I mean? That was nice.
I get pumped to talk to you.
I go on the show, but you know, you don't get pumped to talk to anyone.
That's not true. That is not true.
Who would you actually show emotion to?
I'm trying to think of the last time.
Like, you would actually be excited.
I'm trying to think of the last time. I'll tell you right now, when I was starstruck, I don't usually get starstruck in this industry because you really can't. But when I met Dawkins the first time, I was kind of at a loss for words on that one.
Yeah.
And you don't want to creep him out either. When I met Adrian Peterson the year after he went on a tear with his, after his knee injury, I met him at the Maxwell Awards and all I could get out of my mouth was, you're really good.
Is that what you said? Yeah, you're really good? Like,
you're really good.
I know. I hear it is awkward, like when you see a guy like Dawkins, and
well, especially because like I grew
you
up
really
with
admire him, right? You really admire him.
Yeah, like he was like the perfect role model for me growing up. So, who do I get excited about talking to? Anna Kendrick. I would get excited about talking to her. I've been hitting her up on Twitter for years to go to Qdoba with me. So if she ever answers back, that'd be big. She's listening right now. Burritos on me, baby girl. Coach, when he calls me and says, you know, I just want to talk about the schedule because that means I'm working the next week. So that's
What happened to Coach? I saw his face.
He popped in and then popped out.
So
guy.
Eric Camille, who's running our station, he pops in. I see the face, and then he disappeared. He was like the dude on the river in the fog.
Think it was the same guy?
No, the guy in the river had like a nice smile.
What are you trying to say about Coach?
No, the Coach wasn't all happy, giddy, giddy. That man was like a sweet older man, you know, had the rosy cheeks. He had the drinker's nose. And he just.
Yeah, it doesn't really describe Coach.
Right. He did with the old school Eagles green satin jacket. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
The starter jacket?
Yeah. They're big now.
They made a comeback?
Oh, yeah. Made a big comeback.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a huge market for, like, for those, for Champion, like, all the old school basketball jerseys.
Yeah, big they're the best, yeah. I gotta get the boys. Maybe Santa's gonna get the boys some Eagle jackets.
That'd be a real nice gift,
right? Santa gets the boys. I'll never forget. I had a red Sixer jacket. Oh, I love that jacket. Satin, the starter jacket, the Sixers across the front.
I was always annoyed at a young age because, like, when I was in first and second, third grade, like, the starter jackets were it. And I was always getting annoyed because kids would walk around in starter jackets of teams that weren't.
Oh, yeah, and the Hornets.
Yeah, like the Hornets were a huge team. The Raiders was another team. I'm like, why don't you wear an Eagles jacket?
I think the same thing.
I was in like second grade thinking this. I'm like, you guys are Fugazi.
Well, you knew right then about 4 for 4.
Yeah, it's Fugazi.
I agree with you. The Hornets were big. The Magic.
Magic was huge because of Shaq.
Shaq and Penny.
There's a show.
Grandmama.
There's a show on ABC called Fresh Off the Boat that's set in the 90s. And one of the kids, all he does is wear a Cleveland Browns starter jacket the entire time. Like a throwback.
Really?
It's a pretty funny show, actually, for a network show.
Yo, dude, I can't tell you the last time I watched network TV.
That's why I had to clarify by saying it's a pretty funny show for a network show.
No, I know. I can't. It's amazing how TV has changed.
Really has, yeah.
Like, I mean, I could do without. The only time I watch network television is sports.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I watch the Goldbergs, the show that's set in Jenkintown, a lot.
You know what's funny? I hadn't seen it. I saw one of them, and it was fun. It was fun. It was cool because, you know, the Eagles were playing, and he was referencing the Eagles.
Oh, there's a whole episode where his dad tapes a Phillies playoff game, and all he wants to do is get home and watch the game, and the wife makes him go out and find the kids because she hasn't heard from him, and he gets pulled over by a cop, and he says, the first thing he says is, don't tell me what happened in the game. I taped the game. So it's just like
that's great. That's great. That's good. That's good.
I think you would dig it, actually.
I'm sure I would. I'm sure I would. Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Miami. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Ant. What's going on?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm alive. Let's talk Phillies first.
Okay.
I love Wheeler as 1B or 1C. If he's the only thing, then what, you know,
I agree.
I'm disheartened.
Yes.
I mean, but I'm a fan of Wheeler. I think he's coming on, but I want them to go after Cole. Now, if Cole don't want to come here, that's a different story. If he's already into LA or New York, what are you going to do? But I want to hear that they made a solid offer for him.
Right, so tell me if this is fair or not. I want Cole or Rendon.
Hey, I'll go Rendon. Again, I don't know if you're going to get two Washington guys to come over here. I don't know.
Well, again, I, but you got to go after. See, my biggest beef is it's not Wheeler. Obviously, you know, you're adding a starter that you didn't have, so that's good. But it's the whole point of the level. Like, you have failed to produce from your farm system. So all you got right now, Mark, is money. And I hear the guy, like, the guy walks around like, you know, he's the Monopoly character. All right? Yep.
You know what scares me, Ant? That all of a sudden you notice they're pushing this bone under the scenes that he's going to be the deal. But if he ain't Dick Allen, I can't live with 30 errors a year at third base.
Dick Allen. Wow. That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get you.
He made 30 errors, but he hit 318, and, you know, he was the man.
That's funny.
I don't know.
It's funny. I mean, he was a little before my time, but it was funny. Guys loved him.
I'll tell you something. The hardest ball I ever seen hit, he hit a line drive that hit the Atlanta Brave mouth to Connie Mack Stadium, and I don't think it took 2 seconds to get there.
Wow.
I mean, he was just a great offensive ball player.
That's cool. That's awesome. Tell me, real quick, you got to tell me, what's it been like down there since we left?
Well, look, I will say this about Miami. I talked to a good friend of mine before the game. I said, you can't let this team hang around. They're playing like the Eagles used to when they sucked. They're just hanging in there playing tough ball, and that's what they did. And they had a quarterback that you allowed to beat you. The one guy who could beat you, and you don't double team him the whole game.
Yeah, you could see McLeod's late getting over to help out
every night, every week. The most, I just don't understand it. He does not recognize plays. And I have another question on the trick play. Was Malcolm Jennings on the field?
The trick play?
Yeah.
You know why? I think he was.
Now, he's the captain, right?
Yeah.
Now, why isn't he calling timeout?
See, I think it's up to the coach, man.
If you're a great player, what's he going to do, bench you? I mean, if you don't like what's going on and you're running the defense, supposedly.
Yeah, I got to go back and look and see if he would make sure he was on the field. I assume he would be, but.
But you know what I'm saying? And if you're, Dawkins is calling a timeout on that play.
But honestly, it's the coach's responsibility. Anytime you see a formation like that, the first thing you do as a coach is call timeout. It's not on the player.
I got it.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying, as the leader of the team, I'm not going down on a play that I'm out there and everybody's looking at each other.
Yeah, I need to go back and see, because I looked at tape. I didn't look for Malcolm on the field. I just think it's a coach's thing. But I get you. I get you.
Somebody's got to step up. That's one of the problems with this team. You got to step up, and McLeod's got to go.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's just not. I mean, look, he's a great guy, the whole thing, but he at this point, I mean, he just can't run like he used to run.
But then you gotta recognize the play, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You're right. I think you're right on, Mark. Thanks, brother. I do. I think you're right on. I agree with you, buddy. But it's amazing, though. You know what the sick thing about that loss is? That it's Thursday and I'm still not over it. People in Miami are angry because they're tanking. So they're angry that they won. Like, how nuts is that, Pat?
It's completely understandable. Like, if I was a Dolphins fan, I'd be pissed off too.
Right? Like, they're upset they won because they're tanking.
We should be pissed off for a while. This was the worst loss I've ever seen as an Eagles fan. But by far. Yeah. Like, I was trying to think back to really bad losses. And the last time.
Well, there's heartbreaking losses.
Yeah, but then there's losses to teams like this, and that's what makes it so bad.
Like, there's embarrassing, pathetic losses, like toward the last year of Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's worse? Getting destroyed. Let's not forget that this team got destroyed by the Cowboys.
Yeah, they got embarrassed.
On Sunday Night Football. Which loss is worse?
I think it's this one, because this should have been a surefire win. You lost
but they were trounced, right?
Like, I get it, but that game was over pretty quickly.
That's my point, is you got buried by the Cowboys.
And that should have woken the team up right then and there, which it didn't. I truly believe this loss is way worse. Like, this should have been, you should have by accident won this game, even if you weren't trying. I mean, you basically lost the football equivalent of the 2014 Sixers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're right about that. Speaking of the Sixers, Hess coming up, wants to talk Sixers. We got Alejandro wants to talk Birds. Bobby wants to talk Joe Girardi. Jimmy wants to talk Doug. Dez, Strike a Pose, wants to talk Birds and Phils. Got two open lines. You want to grab them? That's coming up with the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
7-5, The Fanatic.
All right, 12:51, and coming up, you want to hear, we're going to be playing, we got Brady Heat coming up at 1 o'clock, and then we're going to get into the Doug press conference for today. So we'll Okay, we got to give you that. Let's get a little snippet of Doug as a teaser, Pat.
The main message is: listen, we're in a must win situation. We know that, and really it started last week, you know, and really coming out of the bye. If you want to think about it, go back a few weeks. But
wait a second. They were must win coming out of the bye.
Yeah, but they lost that game.
They lost New England. What happened after New England?
They lost. They lost that.
And then what happened Sunday?
Well, they're in a must win, but they lost that one too.
So you're telling me that they were in must win? He's telling us they were in must wins, and he's got nothing.
That's the funny thing about must wins, Ant. You must win them.
What? Oh my God! What is going on?
That's the whole point of a must win.
Did he just turn into a pumpkin overnight?
He's not that smart.
Yeah, but
he might be smart, but he's not a good orator. Like he does not.
No, listen, I think he's a smart guy. I don't know what he's talking. Like, why is he saying these things?
He digs himself into a hole, and he doesn't realize he's doing.
They're bad. Like, you want to talk about like not giving me confidence? It's when you tell me that you failed in must-win games. Alejandro, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What do you say, Alejandro?
What up, man? How y'all doing today?
All right, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm with the Doug Peterson stuff. Hear me out for a minute. We lost three straight. We got destroyed by Minnesota and Dallas. We lost close games to Seattle and New England. I thought Wentz could have pulled one of them games out. We barely beat Green Bay, if it wasn't for them trying to throw the ball all them four times. We lost to the Falcons. We lost to Detroit. And now we lost to Miami. Aunt, we are a very bad team.
Yes.
We should be 3-9 right now. So for Doug to say that must win, we lost 5 out of 7 games. So yeah. where was the urgency?
Yeah.
So for me, the Eagles, I already said I called last week. We suck, man, and I think somebody here got to go on the platter. Mike Rowe got to go, and take him to Miami. Well, whoever else is eligible.
Listen, you're right. Like, by the way, after this season, now you know. Let's see what happens, but because you're still in the middle of it. But if it continues to go this route, you're without a doubt. You know, head's got to go, man. Head's got to roll.
Come on.
You got to be like Caligula.
And then you got these players just coming up saying what they want to say. I mean,
no, you're right.
Where's the coaching?
Yes. No, I agree, brother. You're dead right.
That's all I got for you.
Well, guess what? That's great. You're dead on, my brother. Dead on. Hesh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, my man, Hesh?
What's going on, guys? What's happening?
How are you? Now, I had to ask you a question. When you called Mikey, did you go on his hash or did you go on his hash?
I didn't call Mikey since the last time.
Oh, okay. When you do, you got to make sure you go on his hash.
Oh, that's
because you're like your hash from The Sopranos.
Right. I got you, brother. Right. I got you. Now, I've been calling you for what feels to be about maybe 20 years. You know how big of a Sixers fan
I love you. You're a great basketball man.
You're going to call a violation on me. I was I went to my first Sixer game ever Monday.
Okay.
I'm 51. Good for you. 51 years old. I've never been to a Sixer
game. That's all right. Listen, it's all right. You don't have to go to a game to be a fan. You love the team.
Yeah, and when I like to enjoy the game without any interruptions. That's why I've always loved
I respect that.
You know, somebody talking during the game, wait for a commercial.
I hate that too. I'll be honest with you.
Right. So that's why I pretty much lock onto the TV. But the experience was fantastic.
They do a great job down there, don't they?
Oh, my God. The seats, we were way up top, but I could still read the names on everything. Yeah. I could see the place.
I love that building. Yeah, I love going. They're fun. Like, I'm glad you got to experience it because Sixer games are really a lot of fun, man. They're so much. Yeah. They're a good time.
Absolutely. And the inclusion of the fans and what they're doing in the breaks is it's just awesome. The only the one thing I wanted to ask you about, I keep forgetting to ask you, is Korkman's got hot for a while there, and I've always said, man, he just sucks. And there's nothing about him that says he should be on an NBA team. So he gets hot for a while, starts banging jumpers, starts hitting threes, and now I hear people talk about how good he is. It's like, I watched that game from way up high in the stadium, and I saw him. He can't move without the ball. He can't move with the ball. I don't see are you in any kind of agreement with that? Like, I don't think he's.
I'm not the biggest Korkmaz. I don't care for Korkmaz either. I understand what Brett is trying to do. Like, what he's trying to make him is to be. I might even bring up J.J. Redick, but he's trying to make him to be somewhat of a guy that can hit some threes, right? Like
a sniper, what? Just like a sniper?
Yeah, just off the bench, give you, you know, 10, 12 minutes. If he gets hot, he can hit 3-4 in a, you know, 3-4 in a little brief period. You know what I mean? I think like he's looking for a flurry guy.
I just don't see it.
I don't like him either. Listen, I think he's slow on defense. I agree with you. I don't think he moves out the ball. But I don't know. I mean, maybe down the line. I still think that guy's got to come from somewhere else, like a veteran.
No, I hear you.
But they need it. But you know, they off the bench, they need a flurry 3-point guy.
No doubt to get us out of a hole or whatever it is. But I want to say Merry Christmas to you. Have a great year.
You too, brother.
I love you very much. You guys just keep doing what you're doing. I love you. Oh,
thanks, brother. We love you, Hesh. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. Yeah, I mean, when I think about what they need, I mean, I just think they could use that guy who is a flurry, you know, 3-point shooter off the bench, an instant offense guy. I mean, that's the only thing. I love this team. I do. I love the way Thibault's. I think I know that Brett was not in love probably with some of his shot selection early on, but he should be playing. When Jay Rich is back, he's got to play. I do. I'm telling you, I feel strongly. I think they go through. You know, come New Year, they're going to go on a roll, like a major roll. They're a good team, man. They're already on one. I mean, they won 9 of the last 10. 10-0 at home. I know sometimes it's been a little clunky. But that's they play with one another. They learn their spacing. They really are a good defensive team. I heard a guy called Mike yesterday who said he didn't like the way they play defense. I'm like, what? They're a tremendous defensive team.
Does he?
Tremendous.
Does he watch the games?
I mean, he sounds like a normal guy. Like, you know, a guy knew what he was talking about.
He knew other
aspects of the game. I just was flabbergasted that he didn't know that he said they weren't a good team.
Maybe he's a fan of bad defense.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.